Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know today we need some heroes in our generation? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. We need some heroes today. It just feels like the world is going down a road, down a path, which is leading to destruction. There seems to be so much despair, so much sadness today, so much disillusionment today, so much mistrust of government, mistrust of mainstream media, you know, mistrust of major institutions, even educational institutions, universities and schools. A lot of people are just really sus on so many things today. It's almost like today the world needs a leader. And I'm not just talking about the whole world, planet Earth. I'm talking about your world, my world, your community, my community, your family, my family, your town, my town, your village, my village, your city, my city, your nation, my nation. And Esther lived in a time of great darkness. Darkness had covered the land. Her nation state of Israel had been destroyed, ransacked, successfully invaded, people carried away as prisoners by this Persian Empire, which swallowed up nation states, people groups from as far as India to Ethiopia, up into the Middle East, which is called the Middle East, so up into Turkey, modern day Turkey. It encompassed so much of the world. And Esther and her people were disillusioned. They were sad. They were traumatized. They were, you know, mistrustful of their government. Everything we see today, they were depressed. They were seeing. And yet in the midst of this darkness, a woman stands up. Her name is Esther. And God makes a hero out of her. And look who he chose. God didn't choose someone of a royal birth. He didn't choose one of the king's daughters, you know, the king of Israel, who was a princess who was brought up in the king's palace in Israel. He chose a broken woman. He chose an orphan. No mom, no dad. No money. You know, she wasn't a special person. She wasn't an influencer. She wasn't someone that was well-known or well-bred or well-educated or from good stock. You know, I'm an Australian. You know, years ago, even in World War II, Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister, he was talking about the Australian soldiers. And he said, oh, they're of poor stock, you know, convict stock. You know, he looked down on the Aussie soldiers because they were of poor stock. Well, Esther was of poor stock. She wasn't royal. She wasn't noble. And, you know, Paul said it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to earthly wisdom, not many mighty, not many noble are called. So even in the New Testament church, Paul says, hey, not many noble, not many mighty, not many wise, not many prominent people are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to despise the wisdom of this world, to confound the wisdom of this world. God chose Esther. I wouldn't have chosen Esther. You wouldn't have chosen Esther. But God chooses this little orphan girl, raises her up as the hero of her people. She rescues her whole nation. So my question to you today, what can God do with you? You say, well, I haven't been to Bible college. I'm not confident. I'm not a great speaker. I'm not famous. I'm not wealthy. I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not launching rockets. You know, I'm not on the news every night. I'm not one of those people. But I'm here today to say neither was Esther, but God can use you. Just like he used Esther, God can use you. He can raise you up to be a leader, even if it's just a leader in your family, a leader in your neighborhood, a leader in your community, a leader in your school or your college or university, a leader in your town or your village, a leader maybe in your city or your nation. Look what God has done in history. God raised up a man called Billy Graham. No one knew him when he was young. He was just a nobody, but God raised him up to speak to the whole world. And all throughout history, God has raised up individuals to carry his torch, to carry his lamp, to carry his fire. You know, John Wesley was also raised up to shake nations. And he said this, get on fire for God and the whole world will come to watch you burn. You know, it doesn't matter about your background. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter where you haven't been. Doesn't matter what you haven't done. What matters is today you say, Jesus, use me. Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Lord, set me on fire. I want to be on fire for you and used by you. And if you pray that prayer and you go hard after him, God can raise you up as a leader today.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.